Before we get in any policy situations, you live in an area and you represent an area which has become under a lot of scrutiny because a lot of the municipalities aggressively ticket people. And I want to ask you, have you ever been kind of on the receiving end of some of these tickets? And so what's kind of your experience been living in this area?
A few times, matter of fact, a few times too many. One time I got a ticket in the municipality because of the sticker that goes on your license plate. I had it in the car, but I did not have it on the license plate, and that resulted in a ticket, along with a few speeding tickets on a natural bridge on the speed trap corridor is what I like to call it. It's a stretch of less than a mile, but you go through, I think it's like 4 or 5 different municipalities, and I think 4 of the 5 have their own police department, so...
Was it kind of frustrating kind of having to go to court and deal with it, or did you just send a check every time, basically?
Basically, because I have the financial means, I was able to, I think one time I got an attorney, the other times I just paid it because it's going to court. I don't know if you've ever witnessed the lines in some of these municipalities on court night. It's almost like a Six Flags ride. I mean, they to the point where people are like kind of snaking, trying to get into a small courtroom in order to see the prosecutor and the judge or pay their fine. So just out of convenience, instead of trying to fight it, because I believe there was some room there to actually fight some of the charges, I just paid the money. So the system beat me down, and I forked up the cash.
I think the reason why this has gotten a lot of national attention, because I'm sure you've read the articles from the New York Times and the Washington Post, is a lot of people who get these tickets don't have the financial means to pay them. And then when they don't show up at court, they then get a warrant for their arrest, which causes another fine. And then some instances, people were actually put in jail and potentially almost lost their jobs or lost their jobs. Have you kind of heard that kind of situation from your constituents? And if so, what has been kind of your reaction to hearing those types of things?
I have multiple stories. Actually, if you go in the area or you talk to most people in St. Louis County that have that may be of lower income and have had issues with traffic tickets or violations, it's a common story that you go, you get assessed a pretty large fine for just say a speeding ticket, then you don't have the money to pay. That somehow they send you a letter, failure to appear in court. You don't go to court because maybe you're trying to go to work to provide for your family. Next thing you know, there's a warrant issued. And just say this happens in multiple municipalities, and then you finally get caught. You can spend the next 2 weeks in jail getting transferred from municipal jail to the other municipal jail to answer for all of these violations. And I think there's room to adjust that. I don't think somebody should be imprisoned for going 5 miles above the speed limit.
Are you kind of surprised that this issue managed to rise in prominence after Michael Brown's death? Do you think that there's kind of a corollary between what happened on August 9th to this situation? Or is it just kind of something that people brought to light and that's been going on for a while that pretty much just kind of needed change after a while?
Well, I think the Michael Brown situation provided a microphone for some of the things that have been happening in these municipalities. So I've heard this story time and time again of what's going on, and I'm like, well, I'm not a lawyer. I can kind of guide you to some of the legal outlets that may be able to assist you. And then I've talked to reps that have been up there about, you know, I'm not too familiar with this municipal court or the ins and outs of the law. What can we do to change this? And there was one rep, rest in peace, Rory. Me and his office were right next to each other, and I talked to him a lot of times and try to get his legal advice on kind of a way to adjust the system so this wouldn't happen. Because what you end up having is, and this might be with all demographics, but I know one of the quickest ways for a black man to end up in the system is by way of a traffic ticket. Mm-hmm. And not answering that traffic ticket that then becomes a warrant and then jail time, and then now you've got this record for a low-level speeding or whatever it may be, and then it blocks employment opportunity and maybe some education opportunity. So the story I've heard, but I believe the Mike Brown situation was a microphone, and then I think it was in the system they were saying, hey, we need to do something here. You know, people are tempers are high, so what can we do to correct the system? So sometimes it takes a tragedy, unfortunately, to bring change or even discussion on something, in my opinion, that's wrong, that's been going on.
Now, when I was talking with people from St. Louis University who have been kind of pushing for this amnesty, the two things that state legislators could do is lower the amount of fines that a city could keep. Right now, I think it's at about 30%, if I'm not mistaken. Or put in the statute that if you're a low-income person, that the judge has to take that into consideration before they issue a huge fine. And by a huge fine, it might be like $500, $1,000, or something like that. Are those the types of things that you think state policymakers could consider next year? And do you have any other particular ideas of how to change this system as well?
No, I think those two would work. The issue with the 30% of revenue coming from traffic violations, that's great. But what happens now is we don't necessarily have teeth in the law. So it's up to a municipal government to, I don't know how the reporting goes with that, but unless the auditor comes in and does like a forensic audit, I don't know how it comes up that you have a municipality that's spending more of their money than that 30%. So there has to be like mandatory reporting or something of that sense where we can look at the budget, look at the revenue that's come in from traffic, and make sure that it does not exceed that level. Because how it is now, and I think it was part of the Hancock Amendment, says anything over the 30% must be forwarded to the schools in that county. So at the beginning of all of this, when the Normandy situation was going on with funding, I was like, this is a great opportunity to provide additional funding because there's millions of dollars that are being generated through these traffic fines.
Now, you know, there is kind of momentum on a local level. Ferguson is poised to make some changes, getting rid of the failure to appear, which I think a lot of people see as significant, getting rid of some other fines. Velda City has apparently had a program where if you pay a flat $200 fee, you get a lot of things wiped out. Basically, the consensus from a lot of the people that were pushing amnesty is this isn't exactly what they wanted, but they're at least positive steps. As far as a statewide level, though, I kind of sense that if you try to change everything in the state, it's going to draw opposition from entities like the Municipal League, who pretty much will see this as kind of a overreaction to a local problem. And I'm sure you've kind of dealt with them as a legislator. Do you kind of see that being one of the pushbacks and one of the groups that end up pushing back if legislators try to make changes across the entire state? Or do you think the momentum's going to be so big that it doesn't really matter what they think?
I think you've got a lot of municipalities that are kind of doing the right thing. And I think maybe deep down, very deep down and inside, the idea of revenue from traffic somehow in some people's mind thinks it's going to deter traffic. But I don't think that's what ends up happening. The Municipal League is going to push back like they're supposed to do because they represent the munis, and almost any rule that's going to impact a municipal government, they'll push back, just like the state of Missouri pushbacks against, you know, the federal government. So that's their job. It's expected. But I think it has to happen on a statewide level, and there has to be a reform because of the issue. It's growing out of control. You know, you've got some of these fines that are so huge related to the so-called ordinance violation. It doesn't match up. And then you get these people just caught in this cycle where you're always on paper. That's the term of having warrants or having being in the legal system. And you're always on paper, and it just blocks and blocks progress or you from being able to come out of that hole. So it has to happen on a statewide level.
What's been kind of the reaction to some of the mayors of your municipalities when you say, hey, we got to clamp down on your ability to collect these fines? Because I'm sure that maybe some of them understand. Like, I was talking with the Pasadena Hills mayor, and they use St. Louis County. And one of the trade-offs of using St. Louis County Police is the St. Louis County Police is probably not going to be a revenue collector for you. But I know that there's going to be some other municipalities that are going to make an argument that they need this revenue, and they may be doing it for safety reasons. Basically, what's been the reaction of some of the mayors in your district, and have you sensed a pushback from them as well?
Well, recently, I haven't had direct conversation about this renewed effort or this kind of national effort with the spotlight because of the Mike Brown tragedy that municipal courts are getting. But prior to this, it was the same thing. It was a split. You've got some of the municipalities I represent, and it's all a part of 25 different municipalities. I've got more small cities and villages than anybody else in the state in a state rep district. So you've got some, and you've got varying degrees of administration within these municipal law enforcement. So some understand and they realize that there needs to be reform in the system. Some don't. I've got some communities that have no commercial tax base. All they have is declining residential properties. And unfortunately, law enforcement provides more than enough of the budget for these cities to continue. So you've got it's kind of a double thing. Some of the residents love the small communities that they live in, but they don't necessarily like the traffic harassment or these charges that people get. They don't like that system, but one props up the other, in a sense. So you want to keep your community the way it is, unfortunately, by way of traffic or a natural bridge, where they get a lot of their money off of, millions of dollars off natural bridge. Natural bridge provides that. So it's trying to convince people. But yeah, some of the mayors are, and chair people, they understand that the reform is needed. Some are less likely to do it because they're saying it's a safety thing. But my thing is, if it's safety, why do the numbers keep going up?
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, you know, when I, as I kind of alluded to at the beginning, when I hear Republicans like Caleb Jones, who's I would say is a pretty high-ranking member of the Missouri House, talking about how aghast he was at some of these things that these national publications showed, and that the legislature is going to take this seriously, that usually is a signal that this will be on basically the radar screens of the majority of when I say the majority, the Republican majority. Does that kind of surprise you that Republicans are like Caleb Jones or maybe thinking this is an issue to actually pursue? And does that give you some optimism that you could see statewide change on this issue?
No, it doesn't surprise me because I think he feels, and I can't get into his mind, he's a good guy. I've had the opportunity to work with him on a few different issues. I think he understands that Missouri, the whole state, is being cast in a certain light. And no matter of your respective district, sometimes you've got to do the greater good of the people of the state. And I think this is one of those issues. This traffic issue or bringing up these diversity numbers within these municipal police departments has put a stain on Missouri, unfortunately. In my travels, I've been to a few conferences in the last few weeks in Ferguson, in the police, law enforcement, lack of diversity comes up all the time. I don't bring it up. People bring it to me. They're like, oh, you're St. Louis, Ferguson? Tell me about this. Or they ask these questions. So I believe the majority party and members like Representative Jones sees this as an opportunity to kind of right some things that are not going as probably as planned or as the law once thought it would go. So no, it doesn't surprise me at all if you're trying to do what's best for the state.